Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Today, oh, by the way, yesterday was my birthday.
Hooray!
Anyway, today we are going to be doing our last Devil Fruit part. It's sad. We are going to be telling you guys our top 10 favorite Devil Fruits. Or not really top 10, just 10 of our favorite Devil Fruits. So let's get started.
Or maybe 20.
Yeah, it could be. Anyway, first one is Quake. Quake is insane. Yes. However, like, it's very hard to control. However, in the hands of someone like Whitebeard, you're able to do massive amounts of things. You can do tsunamis, earthquakes, obviously, that's the whole point. You can actually create dust devils because you can quake the ground and then...
If you're smart enough, you can do so many things with this devil fruit most people wouldn't even dream of.
And it only takes a lot of training. It takes a lot of training. But it only takes a lot of training. And then you've got, like, the most powerful power in the whole One Piece verse, basically.
Not to mention, there are actually a few things that can, like, accent this devil fruit a lot. I didn't even realize this, but up until now, there are actually quite a few styles that can make this overpowered. For example, the Hisoken fighting style. It works almost exactly the same as the Quake fruit, except it's a fighting style.
Wow, you're right. Okay, that's smart.
So, yeah, basically, double Quake punches.
Yeah, so this devil fruit is one of the best in the history of One Piece.
It's awesome. But it's sick, and the user is awesome.
We should move on to the other guy with Quake, even though he shouldn't be. But we're talking about his other devil fruit. Blackbeard. Blackbeard is kind of in an interesting spot. Because his devil fruit is a Logia, except it's not a Logia. So, it's the darkness devil fruit.
How many times do I have to say this? Correctly categorize your devil fruit. I don't care what you want to be special and what you want to be different, creator. I hate that you do this wrong. You put out the rules yourself and you said, no, I hate you. Here, it's a special Logia. No, it's not. You can't transform. Doe is a Logia. Darkness is a Paramecia.
Switch it around, honestly. But we should probably talk about the powers of this devil fruit. So, one of the powers, you have your own pocket dimension that you can suck people and things into. Oh, that's terrifying.
Using your
darkness.
Black holes, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually a question.
We don't know, like, the exact properties of this dimension, but everything that seems to come out is destroyed. Maybe it's because of the darkness process.
I don't really know. But you're also able to cancel out people's devil fruit powers if you touch them. Which, we don't know why. I'm speculating that it's probably just not a Logia at all, and it's a very special devil fruit because he's going to have to battle Gear 5. Which isn't looking very good for him.
Speaking of special devil fruit, it has a special property. The user is the only known person to have ever eaten two devil fruits. Why? Most people, like me, suspect it is the darkness fruits. As it can negate devil fruits, it can probably also negate the downsides of eating two.
I guess you're probably right. That was really smart. Okay. But anyway, Let's move on. Also, guys, if you want a little blooper, we recorded this for 9 minutes, and we forgot to record
this. It wasn't a recording. It was just us talking for 9 minutes.
It was pretty entertaining, though. Anyway, let's continue on to the admirals. First up, we have Akainu. Akainu has magma. And if you guys didn't know, which I hope you did, magma is very destructive.
It happens to actually be one of the most destructive things on Earth, right next to thermonuclear missiles.
And nukes, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Magma burns stuff, melts stuff. So technically, Akainu could create a pool and have somebody slowly fall into it and then, until they eventually meet their pending doom.
We're not talking about, like, small amounts of magma here. We're talking about, like, 4 volcanoes in 1 devil fruit. This is, like, ice fruit levels of magma.
And the best part is, alright, hear me out. You can also transform into this, meaning you can create magma punches. What? That's sick.
And sure, this may not be like the most flexible devil fruit. Of course, not every devil fruit's going to have every upside, like the gravity fruit. But this is still really good.
I mean, I don't think you need extra flexibility when you're just going to melt them before they can do any damage.
Yeah.
So,
this is good, yeah.
I would say this is one of the best devil fruits in One Piece. But moving on, which admiral next? You get to pick.
Let's do Aokiji, former admiral.
The former admiral Aokiji has the Ice Logia devil fruit. Now, if you guys don't see a theme already, which you probably do, the Logias are some of the best devil fruits in One Piece. And ice
absolutely broken.
Being one of them. So, the ice devil fruit allows you to create control to transform into ice, obviously. And he was able to go toe-to-toe with Akainu. Did you guys forget? Akainu is actually elementally strong against ice.
And the only thing he lost in the battle, he's still alive, by the way, the only thing he lost was his leg.
That's it.
He didn't lose an arm, not even any fingers. He only lost his leg.
And
it's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, ice Logia, you get invulnerability, and you can create ice swords and ice, lots of ice.
Okay, now some of you people are probably wondering, what do you mean by invulnerability? It's ice. You're still getting hit. Well, here's the thing about that. The ice devil fruit, because ice is still vulnerable to getting hit and smashed, you can reform yourself as ice, which is sick.
And
it's awesome.
Even probably cooler than that is, I mean, I know it's kind of obvious, but I'm going to mention it anyway. You can freeze people forever.
Instantly, actually.
Oh, and you can walk on water, so water isn't actually your weakness.
Even a tsunami, like Aokiji just flew up to it, ping, and boom, the entire thing's frozen in an instant.
The ice devil fruit is one of the best ones for real life.
There are a bunch of uses for this.
I mean, yeah, it's not gonna, like, be able to make you the best person ever, but, like, it's still ice. If you use it, it is not going to destroy anything. It's only going to destroy the thing that you want it to destroy, which is cool.
Unlike magma, where if you have a single drop, your floor is gone.
Exactly. So, that devil fruit is among some of the best. But next up, I think we're going to go with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Fujitora, and his gravity devil fruit. If you guys didn't hear, in the last episode, the Zushi no Mi, aka the gravity devil fruit, is insane.
Telekinesis on such a level that you could implode somebody and then explode them at the same time. We mean you can cut a mountain and use it as a projectile.
Oh, and you can chuck meteors. Just chuck them.
Yeah, as long as you, like, have a decent idea that one's above you, sure, why not? Who's gonna stop you? Gravity? You control it. You can fly. Who's gonna stop you from floating on a cannonball?
Gosh, this devil fruit is just so good.
And keep this in mind. Even water isn't something you have to be afraid of. You can just repel it.
Yeah,
like the paw fruit. We made a tier for the paw fruit, and the gravity fruit sits right nestled next to it.
Actually, is this a good time to introduce the paw fruit to this list?
Yeah, why not? Everybody loves the paw fruit.
So it can do anything.
Yeah. Like you can teleport. You can send a guy to the other side of the world with a slap.
You can project air.
Oh, no, I'm about to get hit. Pain. Let me just use Ken and send it right back at my opponent.
Oh, and you can repel pain, memories, air.
Anything physical or non-physical. Anything that you can, like, visualize in your mind, you can repel.
You can repel gravity.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Who's gonna stop you? You know what? I'll just repel your lungs. Here, let me just... And here's something that's gonna be absolutely terrifying. Imagine the awakening.
We move on.
Paramecias, when awakened, have no limits on where and when they can activate.
It's just so broken, but...
In other words, I could just point at you... And you go to, like, you go 50 meters in the sky. You could go, like, straight into the ground.
I love this stuff. Okay. But should we move on, or should we talk about this a little more?
I think we should move on.
Two, do we say the op-op or the fire?
We should do the ope-ope-nome.
All right.
We have to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, because... It's kind of confusing. So, technically, in the room, you can do anything. Except we're not shown of Law doing anything of value.
I mean, sure, he creates lightning and he cuts you in half. But Buggy can do that.
However, I think this devil fruit can do anything in the room.
Like, we hear no limits on what this can do. In fact, like, who's to say I can't just turn you into dust by pointing and saying, nah, I'd kill you.
Nah, I'd win. It's just...
And then he ceases to exist.
It's just so unexplained and super good.
Law is smart. Don't get me wrong. He switches people's bodies and souls. But this could be paw tier if we knew its limits. But we don't.
And for that reason, it is still on this list, because it is still broken.
It's still awesome. Like, let's be honest. Even if he only does a few things with it, even the games know how OP it is.
Yeah, pretty much. It is the OP for a reason.
And we know how, like, stupid some of them can be.
Yeah. But let's move on. To the flame fruit. This is my favorite fruit.
Do we even need to make an introduction? This fruit is fairly self-explanatory.
I'll explain it anyway. You can create flames, and it's also a Logia, so you get Logia and vulnerability. So you can do moves like turn your flames. You can turn your flames into flames. You can turn your flame. You can turn your fist into flames, and you can shoot flames. And do stuff with flames.
And make explosions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why this wouldn't be cool.
And pull a Frieza move with a supernova.
It's just fire. No pun intended.
Yeah, excused, first of all. Second of all, I have to agree with you. This fruit is absolutely amazing. I love it, and in my eyes, it strikes all the categories that make a good fruit. It's flexible, it's strong, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Unlike some fruits, which don't make sense.
Yeah.
Why is there an egg devil fruit? Why does that have to exist? I hate it.
I don't know, but what do you think the next devil fruit's going to be?
I think we should go over the fruit. The only mythical Logia. Logia? What?
Oh my...
Hold on, let me just pull out some mythical dirt real quick.
Okay.
Mythical Zoan.
Zoan, yes.
The phoenix fruit. I don't think anybody's surprised by us having this in here. The phoenix fruit is sick. Like, you get healing flames. You get to turn into a giant bird. You can fly.
You can maybe do damage with the flames.
We don't know. Possibly. It's never really stated.
But you can still do damage.
Yeah, lots you still it. Have, like, bird claw, bird wings. You're still bird strong.
Exactly. So, I mean, this fruit doesn't need too much explanation because it's a phoenix. It has basic phoenix powers. But it's still really freaking cool.
And there's one thing I have to mention.
Oh, yeah?
In the myth of the phoenix, it says when it dies, it is reborn from the ashes. Is the user immortal?
The pineapple is immortal!
Anyway.
Okay.
Enough dissing on Marco. This fruit is sick. Let's go on to the next one.
Which is the Leeched Gnome. I'm sorry. The Pika Pika Gnome. The Pika Pika Gnome is the Light Devil Fruit. The Light Devil Fruit, you're able to shoot concentrated beams of light that burn the opponent. You're able to create a light sword. Move at the speed of light, only in one direction, because light only moves in one direction, but you get the point.
Think Frieza.
But, and hey. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Actually. Why are we going back to Frieza so much?
Well, that's because his moves are fairly basic and they're, you know, easy to reference.
That's fair. And you could create light orbs and just shoot them from your fingertips.
And then there's, like, one thing everybody... Of course, you can make swords, yeah. And then people want to try to argue that you can't make other things. Like, come on. Like, if you can create a sword super easy and then, like, you know, use your light powers with it, why can't you just create, like, a boat?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, come on. Like, I don't know. Aokiji did it. He made a whole leg. So why can't I create a gun?
Yeah, I mean, you probably could. Okay, we've got two more devil fruits, or three. I think we have two. That would be the first one. Do you agree with me on this, or do you not? The soul fruit.
The soul fruit? Not one of my favorites, but you can go ahead and say about it.
Okay, well, I really like the soul fruit, like a lot. So basically, you're able to create these things called homies. They're sentient beings that... You can make anything into a sentient being that you want. And Big Mom created clouds into sentient beings that she could shoot literally fire and lightning out of. So you have to use a piece of your soul to do it.
Or, alternatively, you can just use somebody else's.
Yeah, which is...
As long as they're afraid of you, their soul is yours.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically an insta-kill.
And then, maybe the final two, because I know there's... Might be one more you like. But this is one of my favorites.
Go ahead.
The Stringy String Fruit.
Oh yeah, I love that fruit.
Oh, it's so good.
It's awesome. And so many people underrated.
Yes,
you
want to
talk underrated fruits, you're going to say the Lightning Fruit. But everybody knows how strong it is. It's been like, I don't know, 3 years. Everybody knows it's OP. But nobody talks about the string fruit. How many times do I have to say it? He didn't use hacky. Do you think there was hacky on the birdcage? No. No, there wasn't. It was blatantly clear. That was just the strings. He was cutting whole buildings in half. He was slicing things.
And think about it with hacky.
He was throwing a
Sukuna. Think like, about it with strings.
Yeah, and with you can hacking. Also use people like puppets. What more do you want from me?
Okay. That explains that. Now, do you have a couple more? Or like one more?
I have one more.
Okay.
And you will not expect this.
What?
The dice fruit.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You guys probably don't remember this, but it was in one of our Paramecia parts. The dice fruit, otherwise known as the Supa Supa no Mi, allows you to transform any part of your body into a blade.
Okay.
Now, this would be fairly weak to normal people. Like, okay, cool, my finger's a letter opener. That's nice. But if you're a swordsman, this is like, imagine Zoro if he had infinite swords. Like, it's just broken.
You're not wrong. Except I have to say one thing about Zoro having the dice fruit. He already has enough swords.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a, you know.
Great example. But anyone with swords is their hands, because you could do sneak attacks on them. Obviously, I don't understand why this is his favorite, but, yeah. You know.
It's not my favorite fruit, but it's definitely one of the better ones that I like.
Yeah.
I mean, I like every fruit, I'll be perfectly honest. They're all sick.
But this one? Is up there on his list. Not mine, but his, yeah. So, my favorite devil fruit, or one of mine, is the revive fruit. This is the final devil fruit, by the way. The revive fruit basically allows you, when you die, well, when you're alive, it does nothing, but when you die, and then find your body, you're able to have soul, and you're able to manipulate your soul to any extent. You're able to infuse your soul in your swords, or punch with soul, or soul with soul. You're just able to manipulate your soul. And if you find yourself as a skeleton, you're a lot faster and are kind of immune to blades. But that wraps up this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and I'm very proud of myself because I actually said listening instead of watching. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.